Viter in Shasri and Daf Yud Gimel, picking up on Yud Beis and Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom. Tanan Hasam. Okay, so we know that Rosh Hashanah for Maaser, for Yerukos, for vegetables, starts by Tishrei. The only question now is what stage does the veggie need to be at in order for it to be considered Rosh Hashanah? Meaning to say, if it's not even considered like it's a vegetable, then Shkoyach didn't do anything. So what has to happen? Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah over there. There's a Mishnah which is found in Maisos. Hatilson Mishatitzmach. Tilson, as Rashi points out, we've seen in the past, is fenugreek. Fenugreek, the clock starts, that in other words is considered like it's planted right now. Mishatitzmach, when it starts to grow, when it starts to tzomeach. When it comes to tevua and zesim, as Rashi explains, that it uses the word tevua also by grapes. So when we say tevua, it means grain and grapes. So it says that the clock starts according to fenugreek when it sprouts. When it comes to tevua produce, that's going to be what? Which now we know means dug and tirosh v'yitzar. Says these are olives, grapes, and wheat grapes and olives. That's going to start. The clock starts once it reaches a third of its growth. My Mishatitzmach. Now, question says Gemara. What does it mean when it says the words Mishatitzmach? As we just said, it's going to, that's going to be according to, for the fenugreek. Mishatitzmach Lizraim, when it starts to sprout seeds. Rashi explains when the seeds grow inside of it. Okay, now, we said that the Hatavu of Azesim, which means dug and tirosh v'yitzar, the wheat, grapes and olives, these are things mishuvah shlish. Once they reach a third of their growth, that's when it's considered like it's year in reference to maisros, in reference to all the different ideas that come from it. So this is Gemara. Tvuah v'zeisa mishavo shlish. Menon miyuli. Where do we know that from? Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, why are we saying menon miyuli? The reason we're asking it over here is because these are things that do'oraisa. So now we could ask, we need a pasuk. Like, where do we get that from? As opposed to others that maybe are derabanan. It's machlokas rishonim, but we're going here within the world of Rashi. So Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Umatuba comes on Rav Asi. He's going to give us an answer. We're going to spend a little bit of time on this right now, and then we're going to knock off this answer. This is where he gets the fact that it's going to be, that it's got to be a third of its growth. So it says, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, Umatuba Mishmei de Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shanim B'moi Chnas HaShmita B'chag HaSukos. The Pasuk comes and tells us that at the end of 7 years by the Shemitah on Sukkot. Now the Gemara wants to know, what Shaiches Shemitah by Sukkot? That's already the 8th year. Shnas HaShmita Mayavidite B'chag HaSukos, Shminas Yeh. It's really already the 8th year at that point. Right, so what's it coming to tell you? Elolomilcha has come to tell you, kol tevua sheviu shlish b'shevius lefnei Rosh Hashanah, anything which grows a shlish, a third, b'shevius, on shevius, before Rosh Hashanah, ata noig bo minhag shevius b'sheminis. There, you're going to go and behave with it like it's shevius, even on the 8th year. And Rashi says, the Gemara is going to address how we know it's talking about tevua that grows a third. Okay, so that's where we get it from. So I'm a beep, turn the page. You'd give him a minute off. He comes and he says to him, now, hold on 1 second. Who says that's a raya? Maybe it's nothing to do how much it grew. Rather, just come to teach us that din, that Shemitah tends, that goes into the 8th year until Sukkot. Maybe that's the halacha. Maybe that's what it's teaching you. Vidilma lo ayol klal. Maybe what happened was it didn't become ripe at all, this stuff. Become rachmano that tishamet v'tezel ad chag Sukkot. The halacha is that Shemitah goes until the following Sukkot, right after the end of the Shemitah year. Maybe that's what it's teaching you, and it's not teaching you anything about a third, about its growth. So the Gemara loves like a diet. He can't say that, right? I'll say it after we'll read it. We wouldn't have thought that. Since the Pasuk says, V'chag ha'osif b'tzeis ha'shana, that's the festival of gathering at the end of the year. What does it mean by osif? What does that mean? Right? It can't mean the chag that comes at the time that we gather, meaning Sukkot, because at the end of that same Pasuk it says, be'ospicha. So we know that already. So rather, what does Asif come? What does it mean? It means something else entirely. It means katsir, which is harvested by Sukkot. It is clear that it reached a third. If you have something that's harvested at Sukkot, that means it's clear that it reached a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk called it B'tzeis HaShanah. As Rashi says, that it's from the year that passed. And so we see that Tfuah goes by a third. Let me read inside. Now, it looks like a diet. It says the time of the gathering at the end of the year. My Asif, what does it mean gathering? Ilema chaga ba bizman asifa means that the chag that comes at the time when you're asif. I haksiv ba'aspicha. It already says ba'aspicha, which is later on in the pasuk, so you wouldn't need to tell me that. Elamai asif, what does it mean when it says asif? Rather, it means katsir. It's talking about the stuff which is harvested, which you cut down. V'kimu l'rabbanan, the chol tavua shenikso b'chag, and they came and they understood that anything that ended up getting cut by the chag, we know that it was already reached a third. It's called at the end of the year. Comes to anything that's the third by the Rosh Hashanah is gonna be considered part of that. It's connected to that year if it reached a third already. Okay, beautiful. So far, so we have an answer of how it's a third. Comes on Rav Yirmiyah. He says, "Hold on, hold a door." I'm a layer of Yirmiyah or of Zeri. Comes to Rav Zeri. He says, "Now hold on 1 second." In other words, Rav Asi just said. He says, "Vekim lulu rabbanan bein shlish apachas mishlish." You tell me they can know the difference, the exact difference. You say that by the time they're cutting it down, it must have been it was a third before Rosh Hashanah. You can know the difference between a third and the drop less than a third. How do you know that it reached a shlish? Amalei says back, whoa, hold a door. Don't mess with the Chacham Shiurim. All the meats of the Chachamim are like this. Rashi says, Mitzum Tzamas, exactly. The Chachamim, no. Lava mina lach lo, didn't I tell you? Lo tepig nafshach labar milchasa. Don't you go ahead and go outside of the halacha. Kol mitz chachamim keinu. They know exactly what's going down. But sum tzamos, like we said, they know what's happening. Barboim sahu tova. Like it says, when a person goes to the mikvah, you need 40 sa' of water, measurement of water in order to do tevila. Barboim sa' chasa kortov, but if you have a 40 sa', when you drop a kortov of, which is a tiny, tiny amount coming off of it, Rashi says, amida katanim o, dechad michamesh. Bishminis belug, a very small amount. Then what? You can't go ahead behind. You can't go in tovel in it. Kibetza matame tumas ochlin. A person needs amount of a kibetza. That's going to be matame. It can be pushed on tumas ochlin. That means to say that if you have something which is tame, a type of food that's tame, it can give over tumah to something else if it reaches the size. But kibetza chaser shumshum inu matame tumas ochlin. But if it's lacking even a sesame seed, right? Rechov shumshum. Then it's not going to be matame tumas ochlin. Then we all said another thing is that. If you have some sort of clothing which is 3x3 tefachim, then it can become tumas medrash. So if you go and you sit on it, it takes on the tumah of the person sitting on it. Shlosha chaser nima, but if it's lacking even a little thread from this, and nima achas ino matamim midras not gonna be matamim. So you see that they actually do know what's going on. So what are you doing over here, Rav Yirmiyah, coming and challenging that? So Hadamar Rav Yirmiyah, he said after this, he says, okay, lav milsi hidamri. You're right. What I said is nada. What I said is nothing. Right? That came along and asked the Skasha. I said they don't know what's going on. Of course they know what's going on. I have to bring a raya to the fact that they know what's going on, and then we're actually going to knock off the raya, which is going to bring us to our original question of how do we get a third? So he himself backs down from his own question. He says, and he says the following: how do I know? The boy made a chavrayim of Kahana. Chavrayim, the chaverim of Rav Kahana, came and asked the Kasha. Omer, this is talking about when the Jewish people, we know that we have to bring the carbon Omer. And when they came into Eretz Yisrael, it says that what they did was that they would bring it. The Omer comes from barley. The question is, where did they get the barley to bring the Korban Omer? Because when they came into the land of Israel, by the time Yeshua, where did they get it? Can't be that it came from a guy, because the Pasuk says it has to be Kitzirchem. It's got to be from your stuff. So let's read it inside. Okay, the Bible of Mirav Kana. Omer Shekrivi saw because he saw some lars and they came in Mehechan Krivu. Where did they get it from? Im Tomar the Oyel Biad Nachri. You're going to say that it came from a Nachri, from a guy. Rashi says Shenis Bashal Achelobo Laretz that it, before they came. That's where they got it from. Kitzirchem Amarachmana. Rashi says Rishis Kitzirchem and Misha Roy Elixir Hikru Kitzir. Only when it's Roy to Elixir to be Kotzer and it's going to be a third of it. That's when it's going to be considered that. So he says in the pasuk Velo Kitzir Nachri, but it can't be a Kitzir of a Nachri of a guy. Mimai da krivu. Now, for the Gemara, now hold on 1 second. How do we know? Maybe they didn't bring it at all that year. Maybe they didn't bring it at all. Dilma la krivu. Maybe they weren't able to do it. They didn't have any barley, therefore they didn't bring it that year. Says Gemara lo sakadaitach. You wouldn't think of the fact that they actually didn't go and bring it because they had to have. Why? Dechsiva yochlu me'avor ha'aretz mimachar sa'pesach. Because the pasuk says that what they ate from the food from the land from on the day after Pesach mimachar sa'pesach ocho, which means to say what that they only had after that me'ikar loch, but they didn't have it before that. Da'kriva omer v'hada'achli. They brought the carbon omer and then they were allowed to go and eat the new stuff over there. So obviously they did bring it. So me'ichon yikriva. Where did they get it from? It's Gemara Amalehen Koshlo Yivu Shlish Biad Nachri. They were able to use the stuff that wasn't Hivu Shlish. It didn't come to a third in the hands of a Nachri, and therefore we know that they actually knew what was going on. They were able to make those measurements, exacting. So it's Gemara. Maybe it's not even a Raya. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's finish it off. It's not done. V'dilma oyu v'lo kimlu. They're going to say that what happened was that it got to a third, but they weren't able to tell what it was. Ela kimlu, must be they did know. So Hachanami kimlu over here also, a third by Rosh Hashanah. That's when you know that it's good, and they had the clear away. Now the Gemara says, maybe not. V'dilma lo oyu klal. Maybe they actually didn't bring it at all. Aval hecha da oyu riva. But rather what happened was... Backtrack. Sorry. V'dilma lo oil klal means maybe they brought from stuff that wasn't even ripe. What happened was it wasn't ripe at all. It didn't actually get to a stage of ripening at all. And then afterwards, that's where they took it from. That's what they had. And then it ripened very quickly. But if it was, let's say, a quarter of it, bein shlish, the pachas mishlish, lo kimlu. But really, they wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a third and less than a third. They don't know that. So therefore, you don't have a riot to tell me that it was a third. It says they came up on the 10th of the month of Nisan. You're going to say that wasn't ripe at all when they brought it up. What, b'chamisha yome mikamalia? Are you going to tell me that it became ripe within 5 days? Doesn't make sense. Elamai, what do you want to say? Elamai, the oil river Odanka, you're going to say that it was a quarter or a sixth when they came in. Akatim, b'chamisha yome mikamalia? Is it going to be able to get from a quarter to a sixth and all of a sudden become totally, you think he's able to go and become totally ripe by within 5 days, even from that amount? Elamai islach l'memar, what do you want to say? Eretz tzvik sivba, it says about the land of Israel, that it's the land of a tzvi, a deer, which goes ahead and is able to become ripe very quickly. So say, think over here, hachanami eretz tzvik sivba, so maybe it did come, and it was totally not ripe at all, and therefore it grew after that, and therefore we don't have a raya altogether to come and say this idea, that they did know how to tell the difference between small quantities and small amounts. So is kasha really, at the end of the day, at this stage at least, is a good question. We don't have a raya to answer the question. Now we have a straight out question on Rav Asi's all understanding of the third. Maskefla Rav Chanino. Mi matzis amar tahai osif katzir. Who? You said that osif means katzir. Can you really say that osif, the gathering, means katzir, the harvesting? V'haksiv v'asbecha migarnecha miyekeveka. The pasuk says, by sukkahs. It says that what? You go ahead and make sukkahs, it's got to be 7 days. And when gathering in, from where? Migarnecha miyekeveka. From the threshing floor and from where you get the wine from. V'amamar, and we explain from that. P'psolus gorin v'yekevekos medaber. It's talking about the psolus, the leftover stuff over there. You can go, you can gather up, and you're allowed to use it for your sukkah. So therefore, what do you see? It's already used for something. So don't tell me that for us, if you mean for gathering itself, don't tell me it means katsir. So Amar Rav Zeir says, Ha milsa habi biyadan. Says, you know, we thought we had this. We thought we had an answer for Rav Asi telling us that it's going to be a third. But Vasar Chanina and Shadda Begar and Arga, he threw an axe. He chucked an axe and he totally threw it away. Alamin Nolan, we have to come up with a new answer of how do we know that it was a third. Kidatanya, like we learned in a braisa. Rav Yosef Miyosef Omer, he says, Vasisa Satvua Lashalush Hashanim. The pasuk says, "Vitzivisi es birchasi." They're talking about the shmita. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go ahead and you keep shmita. Then I'm going to give you a lot of bracha, and you're going to grow three years amounts in the 60th or the 7th year. For the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, you're going to have enough. So it says, "Vasisa satavua l'shalosh hashanim." Beep, turn the page. Yud gimel on the base. El al tikrei. Says, "Al tikrei l'shalosh." Don't read it as for three years. El l'shlish. Read it as a third. So we know now what happens if somebody goes to a third. Then it's going to be all of a sudden. Now it's reaching its amount. That's the amount that's going to be considered, like it's it takes hold. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? V'haboy le'ilugufe? How could you go and tell me that it's coming teaching you this third shtickle? You need it for itself. Says Gemara, no, you need it for yourself to teach you. For 3 years, you're going to have this bracha. Says, no, because Ksiv Ksar Chmin, with another pasuk, it says, Uzratim is Hashanah Shminis, Vechaltim in Atful Yoshan, Adasha Hashanah Chiyas. We already have a pasuk telling you that you're going to have this bracha. Therefore, that one can be used. It's open to use as a drasha. And that's where we know that a third of the growth, when it reaches a shlish, that's the amount which is necessary in order for it to now be that's the year of its growth. Viter with different types of plant stuff and when the stuff grows, etc. Tanan Hasan, we have a Mishnah which says in Shavias, Ha'uriz, Va'dochen, Va'prugin, Va'shumshamin. This is rice, millet, poppy, and sesame. Shehishrishu lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that they're mashers, they took root before Rosh Hashanah. Misasin l'sha'avah, then it goes according to the last year. Mutar meshvias, and there it's going to be mutar within Shavias if it goes into it because it's considered from the 6th year. V'imlav, and if not, if it didn't root itself, so then simply the Asur Meshvias is going to become Shemitah, and therefore it goes according to the next year of Shemitah. Now, you're telling me that it goes according to Hishris, but we're going to find over here an interesting statement that Rabbi is going to come and tell you and see all the different types of qualifications of when something should take on the year, and this is not going to fit in there. Amar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Ilan Batsa Chanata, when it comes to the fruits of the tree, that it goes according to Chanata, when it comes out. Tavua Vizesim Batsa Shlish, Tavua Mbesim, which will send Dug and Tears for Yitzar, that goes after a third of its, when it grows a third. Yarak Batsa Lakita, when it comes to vegetables, when you go and you grow it. So Hani, Kaman Shavinu Rabbanan, these, Rashi says, this Kitnius that we just said, it says from Mashish, who is he going like? Hala Amar Rabba, Rabba then says, but there, what's going like mitoch shasuin prachin prachin azerban and basa ashrasha says since they're only taken one at a time and some might be from before Rosh Hashanah, some from after Rosh Hashanah, therefore the chum set up that it goes according to when they were mashrish. Okay, Amalei Abaye Abaye says I have an idea. Why do you say that? Why don't we just do the following? Yitzbar garner letocho. Why don't we go ahead and take everything that we have over there, take all the different piles, throw them in the middle of the floor, mix them all up, and then you have the new and the old stuff all mixed together. And then v'nimsa torim in a chadash shabo, the chadash shabo. When you take off, you're taking from the chadash on the chadash, and from the yashan al yashan, mina yashan shabo al yashan shabo. And therefore, that's fine. Milo tain didn't willing to nebraisa. Rav Yosi ben Kefar Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Does he come and he say that Pola Mitzri, Shazar Lazarev, you have this Pola Mitzri, this type of Egyptian bean that you planted, Lazarev, for seeds, and Miktsaso Hishrish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Miktsaso Hishrish L'Achar Rosh Hashanah, some before Rosh Hashanah, some after, Ein Tormin or Ma'asim Yizel Zeh, you can't take off Truma one and the other, Fisha Ein Tormin Ma'isr, and Lomi Nechadash Aliyashim, Lomi Yashim Aliyashim, can't do new old, old new. Ketzer also, what should you do? Tzover Goren L'Tocho, go ahead and take everything and throw it on the floor, on the Goren, V'nimsa Tormin or Ma'asim, Nechadash Shabbat, Lechadash Shabbat, Menashim Shabbat, Lechadash Shabbat. So just do like that. What I have to say, that it goes according to Hishrish. So Amalei says back to Rishim and Shazuri, come out, you're bringing me a rye from Rishim and Shazuri. Rishim and Shazuri is have a yesh bila. He holds a bila. In other words, bila is when things, he holds it when things get mixed up. The Rashi says, yesh lismuch ala bila on the mixing. Lomer sheyesh mishneyam b'tzocha ma'yuser l'fi ha'cheshben. It comes out like a 50-50 type of mixture, and therefore you're taking off each one for themselves. Rabban and Savri ain bila. He says, nope, there's no bila, and therefore you can't do this type of shtickle, and therefore it has to go according to when it is mashrish. Rabbi Yosi ben Pecha, Sha'amim Mishim Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. The halacha goes according to that, according to Shimon Shazuri, that we go and we throw it all, we could throw it all on the floor and be able to separate one from the other because we hold of Bila. The word's going to go on to ask on this, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.